Hello, Richard Mortimer from Hot Button Business Blueprint, and this is the seventh session, the final session on how to scale up your business. Okay, so by now you should have started to plan out your free offer, thinking about your emails, thinking about which first product to create by creating the matrix and your foundation, and then how you're going to produce it, which method product creation, and also about sales page and also about traffic. Those are the main elements to the business, and these are all skills you want to learn and to improve on, and the only way you can really go forward is by tracking and testing. But what I'd like to cover in this session is how to really scale things up, how to make a $10,000 business into a $100,000 business, how to make a $100,000 business into a $1 million business, and so on. Okay, well, the secret really is to go high ticket. Now, how are you going to do that? Well, one way is to use the whole of your matrix teaching and create a new matrix for each one of these products and create $1,000 products. Now, let's just take an example. Let's just say you were able to come up with four. I've planned out four high ticket products which I'm planning to create in the coming months, and those are all going to sell. Well, I'm planning to sell them for $1,000, but obviously that might change depending on how well they do and what they end up being like and how they benefit people and so on. But price does not equal the amount of content. In other words, you don't just price products because it's a 20-hour product rather than 2-hour product. You know, it's the result that people are going to get, which is important. And in fact, sometimes less is more, because you can overwhelm people, and just throwing content at them, that's not the way to help somebody. The way to help somebody is to have a step-by-step plan, which is implementable and doesn't confuse them. You know, it's better sometimes to leave things out as long as they make a step forward, if that makes sense. You know, so just got to bear that in mind. You know, pricing is actually quite tricky, but it all really comes down to results that you're getting. I mean, that's why, for example, I know people who sell very high ticket email teaching, because email is so difficult. And email, there's a lot to it, a lot to consider, a lot to think about, and people need a plan. And that's the wonderful thing about Michael Rasmussen's email promos exposed, is that you get a lot of info for free there. You know, perhaps much more than $97, but there's a lot more to email marketing than just writing the emails, which is what he teaches. There's where they come in the funnel and types of emails and all that kind of thing. And there's so many things to consider, but, you know, practice makes perfect. Not that you're aiming for perfection, but the truth is still the same, that the more you try this, the more you commit yourself to it, the better it's going to be. So, in other words, the more you write emails, the better email writer you will become. Just do it. Just take action. Just get on with it. Just track and test. Just see what works and what doesn't. Take out what doesn't. Improve what does. So on. But what we're going to be talking about now is how you can scale up the whole thing. So you've got your funnel. You've got your free offer. You're writing your emails. You're creating products. You're generating traffic. And really, you should be, if your free offer's really, really good, and let's just say you managed to create a free offer which lasts for, say, 5 years, so you don't need to look at it, and you've tested and tracked it a bit, maybe you visit it once a year and just update it a little bit, which is obviously good practice, good business practice. You don't want to be reliant on one site. You know, maybe it's good to have three or four, and of course, if you use that free membership site method that I taught in the last session as a traffic method, then you would have more entry points anyway. But the point is that you're mainly concentrating on writing emails, creating products, and generating traffic. Those are the things you want to be doing on a daily basis. Those are the important things, and that's what you want to put down as your priorities. You know, you want to focus on writing emails, creating products, and generating traffic. And that's how you'll build your business. So you'll be scaling up just by doing that. You'll find that your numbers will start to increase. But what I'm going to teach you now is how to really get the big numbers, For example, my $4,000 products. Why have I chosen four? Well, it just the way it worked out when I was planning out my matrix, I could see that were four aspects of my niche, which is internet marketing, of course, which needed to be covered in depth. And therefore, I'm creating an in-depth training for those four areas. There's a crossover on them, but the point is the thrust of each of those products, the thrust of those four products is different, and it's going to be a different result at the end, although there is a crossover naturally as their high ticket, and there's advanced training in there. I mean, sometimes you might teach something generally because people need to have that included, but then the focus of the training is where you go into a lot of depth. For example, if you had email training, you might have to teach on list building and product creation because they're part of that. But then you'd want to go into a lot of depth on the email marketing. And that's how you might have a high-ticket product, because you go into depth and you really get results for people by doing that. Okay, so let's go back to my four planned $1,000 products. Now, the idea is to recruit affiliates. And let's just say that I gave 75% of $1,000, a lot, obviously. But that's very attractive to affiliates. And if I can get those products to convert well, which obviously I'll test them in my funnel first, and then I can give people figures of how they convert, and then it's easier for me to recruit affiliates. Let's just say I'm able to recruit affiliates to promote all those four products. So each affiliate is going to promote them. It wouldn't be difficult to get 1,000 sales of each. Okay, so 1,000 sales of each $1,000 product, that's $1 million. Four products, that's $4 million. But obviously, I'm giving away 75%, so I'm giving away $3 million in commission. There's $1 million for myself. That is amazing, isn't it? Do you see how that could work? Now, I'm not saying that that's easy to do. Easy to create four high-ticket products, easy to recruit affiliates who can sell high-ticket products, easy to sell 1,000 copies of each. But it's possible. So anybody that knows about internet marketing and anybody that knows about the way these things work can see that that is possible. And if I put the right amount of work in, I can get that result. So in other words, I've just given a blueprint of how to create a $1 million business. So you see, we're working a totally different level here, a different scale, which is what we're looking to do. Okay, so is there something else we could add in here? Well, yes, this is how we could make this really, really work for us, and how we could get the conversion rate right up, and how we could very easily sell that kind of number and that kind of high ticket value. And that is by adding a coaching element. Now, there's all kinds of ways of doing coaching. You can do it by email, you could do it by teleseminar, like I'm actually recording this live as a teleseminar on instantteleseminar.com. There's Skype. There's one-to-one coaching, which obviously you charge a lot more for, and I would suggest was outside the scope of a $1,000 product. A $1,000 product would generally be just the material itself. But what I'm suggesting to you is, if you're getting going and you haven't got quite the credibility, so on, but you want to create a high-ticket product, you add in a coaching element. And the benefit of you being small and starting out is that you can actually offer more than, say, somebody else does. I mean, I've got a coach in internet marketing, and he recently stopped answering emails regularly. He made it a policy, so anybody new coming in and buying, purchasing with him, got a different email address. I can still email him because I'm an existing client, but new clients can't get that access to him. And that's just something he's had to stop because of the volume. But I can do that. You see, I've done that with my coaching program. I've answered every single email I've ever been sent since January from my coaching clients, and I've had 100 people enroll. But obviously 100 people haven't emailed me. And, you know, obviously there comes a point when you have to stop doing it and because of the volume. But at the moment, I can. And that's a great benefit to me, a great benefit to my clients and my customers. And something that the little guy can do is he can answer emails. You know, maybe some people are a bit frightened of giving open email access and thinking, well, what happens if I can't answer that question? Well, you can always find an answer. And, you know, just the credibility of you getting the answer is worth it. So that's one thing you can do. You can do group coaching sessions. So you could have a regular Q&A like this. In fact, I have to admit that just because where I am with the coaching program, that actually anybody on live today, some people I expect to be on an hour away and that kind of thing. So there's actually nobody on. I'm just speaking to myself. But this is a live Q&A coaching. If somebody wanted to get on, one of my coaching clients, they could get on. I give them the login details or the email on today to 94 people. So potentially I have 94 people who could have got on this call. It just so happens there's no one on there. But that gives you an idea, you see, that you could have 94 people being coached at the same time. And what you do is you give them login details and ask them to submit questions, and then you answer the questions live and at the same time create a product. So as well as helping your clients, you're creating new products. And what's happening is that people's issues are coming out in the Q&A call. So what tends to happen is the Q&A calls are really right on the cutting edge, right where people are itching and having problems. And so it's a great way of doing both things, creating products and helping people. And that's just a group call, you know, 1 hour a week. I don't always do it every week, but let's just say 1 hour a week or even 90 minutes a week. This is nearly 2 hours actually tonight, but never mind. But that's how you can do it. And what you can do is add that into a high ticket product. So even though the product's worth $1,000 by itself, you add in the coaching element, and maybe you could say, look, the first 100 people get, I mean, a one-on-one, you probably want them to do 100, but first 10 could get a one-on-one consultation, first 100 get email access, the first, you know, 250 get some Q&A calls and so on. And you give scarcity, you give great value, you give a coaching element, and it adds in the it means you get higher conversions and you're more likely to sell your high ticket products. Another thing you can do is actually create a coaching program itself. And what you can do here is you could actually take another product of yours and make it into a coaching program. So all you do is you add the coaching element in and charge more for it. So let's just say, well, we mentioned email marketing a bit earlier on. Let's just say you've got an email marketing product which you know gets really good results. But you know that if people actually got contact with you, they got access to a coach who can help them when they get stuck, they get even better results. So you just create that and effectively repurpose it into a coaching program and charge more for it. And that's how you can create a coaching program very easily. So just take any product you've got, or even, I mean, I've got great private label rights products, which I know I was looking at one the other day. It's 18 hours of internet marketing training. Absolutely fantastic. And that's the core training. And all I'm doing is just adding in the coaching element. But that's, of course, is where the value is. And you could charge the kind of price when you're getting going, you know, just for the coaching access, and they kind of get the core program for free. And that way you're not too worried about having a membership site with it all set up on. You can just add it in your autoresponder if you unsubscribe. You're not too worried because you know who's unsubscribing and who hasn't. So they don't get the coaching access, which is what it costs you money and time and everything. But they still get the core program. You don't tell them that's what's going to happen, but it does, and they still get it, and they think, well, that's interesting. Even though I cancel my coaching, I still get the core training, and you keep the credibility there. That's what I've done with my coaching. Is to start with, at least, I just added in the address model because it was very easy to do. And what it meant was that people were still getting access to the core training, but then they didn't get onto the coaching, they didn't get the coach, which is what they paid for. So, you know, it worked out that way very, very well for me and for them. But this is the way to, you know, get into that realms of high ticket, is by adding in this personal element that you're able to do as the little guy and really give terrific value. So that's how to scale up your business and start to get into the big numbers. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this series. The most important thing is that you take action. You know, don't hop and skip around and listen to you know, one call and another one further down because it interests you. You know, listen to them step by step. First one first, second one second. Take action each time. You know, and build your business slowly and surely. This is a blueprint of how to build a complete internet business. All the elements are here. Yes, you can increase these skills. Yes, there's more to learn, but the basics are in here in this program. So I hope you take action. I hope you do well. I wish you every success. Thanks for listening and look forward to speaking to you all soon. Thank you. Bye.